Lest we fall into a mesmeric state of calm here, I need to tell you about something that happened during a previous Christmas season, another of those intervals between the darkening of autumn and the light of spring. My wife and I were playing a CD of medieval, Renaissance, and Appalachian Christmas music in the car when we heard a completely unexpected dissonance in the Coventry Carol arrangement. Two voices clashed in a minor second in the "Bye Bye Luli" line.
Bye bye Luli, Luli.
It was a delicious sound, like the bite of horseradish in an otherwise bland meal. We both reached for the rewind button. We both wanted to hear it again.
Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye.
And even as my finger moved, I remembered an article from that morning's New York Times. It was about an Asian elephant who did exactly the same thing we were doing. It told about Richard Lair, who works with elephants in Thailand. Lair realized that elephants have extraordinarily good hearing and that they use a much larger range of vocalizations than other animals. He also knew that elephants have been reported to respond to musical cues. So Lair joined forces with David Sulzer, who heads a neurology lab at Columbia University and composes music on the side. They made a CD of elephant music. Unlike the songs of the humpback whale, this is largely instrumental music. Lair and Sulzer created scaled-up versions of several Thai percussion instruments, including the Thai version of the xylophone. Then they showed each elephant how to create sounds with a mallet held in its trunk. Right from the start, the elephants began improvising rhythms and melodies. The results, says the article, were meditative and deliberate, delicate and insistently thrumming. They strike some Western listeners as haunting, others as monotonous. Then Sulzer made an experiment. He inserted a wrong note in one elephant's xylophone. She was Pratida, the best of the elephant musicians. At first she avoided the note, simply played around it. Then she started going back to it, over and over. Pratida had, it seems, discovered dissonance. She was doing just what my wife and I had done in the car. The fact that elephants will make music can't be entirely surprising. They are wonderfully intelligent and expressive creatures. But as I reached for that replay button, a much different dimension of my kinship with Pratida struck me. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that all our seasonal talk about the consonance of peace and goodwill has to play against a backdrop of clashing notes. What I crave is not peace in its own right, but to see strife resolved. I want to hit the replay button and be rescued from that glaring combination of notes too close to harmonize and too far apart to be at unity. In the darkness that now and again surrounds you and me, Pratida the elephant reminds us that harmony has to emerge out of dissonance. Any good designer knows that. A harmonious machine is a problem solved, but it exists only because the problem gave birth to it. Cacophony is always with us. A good machine, a good melody, a good day in our lives. Each is an instant when we, like Pratida, find the sudden joy of dissonance resolved.